Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. Ray, how you doing on this beautiful Monday?
Man, let me tell you something about this Monday, Doc. This is a Monday that you must claim authority over your happiness, over your peace, over your family, everything, bro. Let me tell you something, man. I think it was a good life check, you know, to go out there and be there for Ty Heap's family, bro, and look him in the eyes. And it was one of the hardest services that I had to attend because I watched the father. I watched the father, and I applaud him as a man speak about his baby that's gone. But I watched them as a family, and I watched them talk about the things that they learned from her. The things about her legacy that she left at such a young age. You know, they talked about how she would always tell her brothers and sisters she wanted to end the prayers. And she wanted to pray for everybody, bro. And man, I'm just telling you that I know we take life for granted sometimes. And, you know, we always looking for this and looking for that and trying. I need more money and I'm not happy. I'm miserable. But let me tell you something. Reality was kicked in this weekend for me. Like, don't you ever freaking complain. And that family is a strong, strong faith-based family. And I applaud them, bro. I applaud them because they introduced me to something that I was glad my eyes lit up when I was like, okay. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? There's a lot of people here right now, but I'm coming back to be with you when nobody's around, brother. Like, I'm here for you, man. I want to be with you. I want to look at you in your eyes. When it's silence, like that's the brother I want to be for you, man. So today is about going forward. Today is about making up your mind to just be happy, man. So Doc, good to freaking talk to you. I don't mean to go so deep so early, Doc.
No, we go deep early. Spirit, right? It's a Monday. We go deep early. No, but you know, my heart, it definitely goes out to him. And because of some of the things that you said, talked about going out to see him on Friday's podcast, you know, this weekend, even though I'm really a very present person with my family, that was heightened to another extent. And I would just stare at my daughter's face this weekend and just watch her. And even just sitting down, staring and watching her. And it's amazing because when you really become present and you take everything, you really appreciate every moment, it transforms you. And the power to do that is in all of us all the time. And really, that's why when we were sitting down talking about what to talk about today, we're going to describe to people something I think is going to be so applicable to your everyday life. I think you all are going to love this topic. And, really, I want to frame it like this. I'm going to tell you what happened the other day. So I was in the prison, and I'm working with my guys. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, I work in the prison system. I'm trying to help guys so that when they get out of prison, they don't make the same choices and come right back. And so I had my group, and I said to my group the other day, I said, listen, you know, let me hear you. I want to hear what's going on with you. And a lot of them were complaining about one particular corrections officer, a CO, and they kept complaining about him, saying, well, he does this, he does that. And I said, look, I feel you. And I let them complain for a minute. I let them get it out. But then I said this. If I was a samurai warrior and I was training you to be samurai warriors, and I said, look, here's a heavy bag. We're all going to get in line and we're going to start hitting this heavy bag. You all would jump at the chance to punch on this heavy bag. Now, here's the fact. We might not be doing that, but here's what we are doing. We're training mentally. We are training our minds. And if you look at this corrections officer as a mental heavy bag, in other words, he's there to help you learn how to deal with negative people who put you down, who talk a certain way. He is designed. I said, what if you found out that I was paying him just to be this negative so that you would have, so that I could test you? And a couple of the guys said, man, if I found that out, I wouldn't even let him bother me ever. And I said, well, what's the difference? Like, that's he's still going to be negative. The difference is you're telling yourself one way I'm paying him to be that way and another way I'm not. But at the end of the day, he's the same person, Ray. I'm telling you, this it was impactful for him.
Man, listen, just to hear that, right? And then for that to click in their brain, in their brains, right, that if I do that, then I wouldn't let him get to me. Hello. Like, it's like,
that's it,
you know, and so that's why I thought, you know, today's topics that what you really want to introduce, which was external control versus internal control, right?
Yes,
because look, and I'm gonna jump on this like really hard because I want people to understand this external control, right? I'll never forget this, Doc. I will never forget this. A coach once walked up to me at practice. I won't say his name. It's irrelevant. He once walked up to me and said, I don't like you, and I don't think you're good. I don't know why everybody thinks that you're good. And I said, wow. I said, this guy just told me that he flat out doesn't like me, right? And that's the external control you're talking about.
Yep.
Where all of these naysayers from the outside and these fiery darts just keep on firing, and people just want to be nasty and want to be judgmental. But Doc, let me tell you something about internal control. Doc, he woke me up. Doc, dude. Let me tell you something. He woke me up. I'm trying to tell somebody today, if I had to do it again, I would want him to repeat the same thing to me again.
That's powerful.
Because he woke up a sleeping giant. Doc, he woke up with something to me. And I'll never forget, Doc, this. I told myself this. Because he don't like me. I'm talking about because of one person don't like me. Doc, I will die before I ever quit. I will never quit. I will never let him have the satisfaction to see me tired. I will never let him have the satisfaction to see me put my hands on my knees. I never let him have the satisfaction of just watching me just have a certain look on my face. And let me tell you something that it done. It created now what you've heard since we've been together, that effort is between you and you. And that's what that created in me. Externally, I was so shocked that somebody would say that to me and don't know the way my heart beats. But internally, my heart was beating so fast that I knew I had the opportunity to prove him wrong.
So one of the greatest lines we hear from the greatest motivator on planet Earth stemmed from someone saying something negative. And this is the piece. And this is really, really what I would love for people to hear. When we talk about external control psychology, here's what this means. It means that we give the center of our control, the locus of our control, to the outside world. So if the world's happy, we're happy. If the world's sad, we're sad. If our social group's upset, we have to be upset. If they're joyful, we're joyful. But we're dependent on them. Whereas internal control psychology places the control on ourselves. So the story you just told, Ray, this guy externally comes at you from the outside, says he doesn't like you, wakes a sleeping giant, wakes a legend. And what I love, and this is where I feel like you always give us gold, and that is, if you said, if I had to do it again, I'd want him to repeat that line, because that's the line that helped create you. Because you took it upon yourself in that moment to say, nobody's defining me.
Doc, listen, man, I, and you know why? I won't say his name because it's so irrelevant. You know why? Because there's so many haters in this world. Yep. And there's so many people that feel like that. And some of them, you want me to share a secret with everybody who's listening? Most of them are right around you. They're right in the circle. Yep. They're right in the same locker rooms. You know what I'm saying? They're right in the same business offices. Yeah. They're right there. Right? And they're staring you in the face. And that's why I tell my kids this all the time. They always say, "Dad, why you eat like this? And why you never, you know, why you always so disciplined?" I said, "Because every time somebody see me, I will be a different human being." Mm. I don't care. You will never catch me being the same. Right. And that's and that's because of what I know exists externally. Right. There's so much ugly in our world. There's so much people that's so judgmental. I just put out a video today on social about today being the day that you commit to make it. The most important, one of the most important words in this world, Doc, is commitment. Like, what is your commitment? And you know what my commitment was when I heard this externally?
What?
My commitment internally was I choose to go forward. Mm. I always come back to my book, right? Because my book says I feel like going on. Now, yeah. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I didn't say somebody forced me to go on. You understand? I didn't say my situations forced me. I said I feel like going on. And Doc, let me tell you something. I felt inside of my spirit that I controlled me.
Yeah.
Nobody dictated when I got up, how I got up, how hard I pushed. And so when I started to listen to people that had slick tongues, I started to notice something. That their tongues was always talking about somebody else, but they talked about themselves.
Yep.
And that's where the external part, right? And so I'm gonna share some with people. So I'm in a business conversation the other day, right? And I'm talking to somebody about business, and I'm asking them, "Wait a minute, but you're talking about this person because," and they share with me, "but this person has over 100 million people following them and this and that." And I said, "Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me you're comparing a moment to a monument? That's no comparison, brother. You can't even put me in the same category." See, that's the difference, Doc, that we're so confused because it's externally, just like you said, if the world is happy, I'm happy. If my bosses is happy, I'm happy. Man, let me tell you something. When you know who you are, when you are considered a monument, that's forever, Doc. A moment comes and goes. Let me tell you something about a moment. It comes and goes, and people with moments comes and goes. All the people that got all these followers on social media, it's a moment because a monument. Let me tell you something, the difference. People who follow you on social media can follow you just because, just like you said, they along with the game.
Yep.
Everybody is doing it, so I'm going to do it. But let me tell you what a monument is. A monument is people write down what you say. People live what you show them how to live. And Doc, you don't force them to do it. Once again, I feel like going.
Right. And when you live the message and you're true to the message, people want to follow it. People just say, "Look, I'm watching you follow it." When people watch you eat the way you eat, when they watch you work out the way you work out, when they watch you be kind the way you are kind, they just want to follow that. It's about taking control of your life internally and not letting the external world have control over you. I promise you this topic's going to fly by. Look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back after this break, it's more about how to take internal control over your life. The Tackling Life Podcast is now taking your calls. If you have a question or comment for us, just call 646-762-4432 and leave us a message. We might play it on the show. That's 646-762-4432. You can also message us through our website, tacklinglifepodcast.com. There you'll find links to all of our social media, information about our guests, ways to subscribe to the podcast, and much more. That's tacklinglifepodcast.com. So we're talking about internal and external control psychology. And there's a real interesting way I phrase this for people. Like, I really believe that there are two worlds that we can live in. We can live in what I call the cartoon world. And the cartoon world is the world of shoulds. This is how people should be. Everybody should be nice to me. People should like everything I do. I should. Versus the real world, which is sometimes people will like what you do. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes you'll be popular. Sometimes you won't. The reality is, when we align our expectations with the cartoon world, the world of shoulds, we're let down a lot because we're like, oh, you know, I wanted this to happen. You know, it should have happened, but it didn't happen. But when we align our expectations with reality, then we're much more prepared to handle the reality that already is. So are you going to run into negative people? Absolutely. Are you going to run into people that are just the haters, the people that want to pull you down? Absolutely. Now, are you going to go up and down with them? I sure hope not, because the whole point of us doing this podcast today is about you taking control of your life so that you align your expectations with the reality of the way the world is and then become prepared for it.
Doc, oh my gosh. Let me tell you why that's so good. Because masters in anything, you know this, masters in anything practice internal control.
Yep.
I want everybody listening to pay attention to this. Masters in anything practice internal control. But I want you to watch this nugget. But practice even harder on external control. Okay. Listen, you taught martial arts.
Yep.
Right? Martial arts teaches to block and escape.
Yes.
Not attack and escape.
Yeah.
Right? Think about it, right? Yeah. It's all about how do I deflect someone and then get away.
Yep.
There's no martial arts teacher that will tell you, hey, I'm teaching you all this because I want you to get in a fist fight and I want you to stay there and I want you to fight for a good 30 minutes. he's not saying that. He's saying, I'm going to teach you how to block a right hook. I'm going to teach you how to block if somebody's trying to do something to you. And then I'm going to tell you the greatest thing I'm going to ever tell you. Get the hell out.
That's so true.
But that's what it is. And it's when you go hard at something and you build something internally inside of you, the only thing you will find out in this world that will ever disturb that is from the outside. Mm-hmm. Because inside, what you're able to do, one of the greatest secrets that people don't know is every inch of ability that you're looking for is already equipped inside of you. Mm-hmm. And the only thing, see, that's why you got to think about 10 years ago, before you were socially accepted, basically, right, on social media now that says, if I got over 100 million followers, that's the most popular person in the world. I can tell you a lot of people who was popular, but will never be remembered.
Yep.
I can tell you a lot of people who was popular, but their message is garbage. I can tell you a lot of people that's popular that may make a lot of money, but I guarantee you they ain't changed not one life.
Right.
So I can tell you what that looks like, but then I can also tell you of some people that live every day internally, and that when people see them, they see a glimpse of what God looks like. And let me tell you something about that. When you find that internally, man, your external becomes this bubble around you. He says that you become a light amongst darkness. You see? So I don't, and I want people to understand this, because people are so externally controlled now. If somebody likes me, if somebody follows me, if somebody comments on my social media page and they say something bad about me, man, when somebody says something bad about me, I smile because I say, don't you know you're talking about me?
Actually, that's funny. My dad reminded me of this. This was in high school. This was probably me stooping to a level, but this was in high school. So imagine me at 17 years old. But I was quarterbacking, and this guy said, linebacker on the other team, he looked at me and he said, "I'm coming to get you, Conti." And I looked at him. I said, "Down." I had everybody down. I said, "At least you know who I am."
It's the reason I came out in 1995 from the University of Miami. And I never forget this, Doc. You know, I was going through some trying times. I had lost a roommate, a college roommate was killed, and I was just really going through a lot. And I remember sitting back and getting ready for my draft day. And I remember listening to the reports. Doc, I heard well-known people. I'm talking about broadcasters and reporters and all of these people, Doc, say he will never make it. He is too small. This is the biggest mistake they've made. He will never be nothing but a special teams player. And I said, oh my gosh. I said, do you understand the opportunity that I have right now, that everything that you just said, you got to watch me the rest of my existence? You know what that feels like when I know who I am internally, when I know what my foundation is, which is God, when I know what my structure is, which is my faith, when I know what my substance is, which is my prayer, and when I know where my covering comes from. Dog, there's nothing you can do with me.
There's nothing. 17 years they had to watch you and watch like, whoop, I was wrong.
Hey, and then let me tell you something that you don't look for. Don't look for them to ever apologize.
This is a really good point. We're stopping and highlighting on this point because I think this comes back to cartoon world, real world. So many times we believe, okay, now I've shown people who I am, so now they should just apologize. They should be regretful for what they said. But the real world is what Ray just said. People won't apologize. People won't backtrack. They won't say, oh my goodness, I was wrong. So the reality is, when you align your expectations with that cartoon world, you go, well, look, I proved every wrong, so now they should change their mind. But that lesson, oh my goodness, is that lesson powerful? Because the real world is that they're not going to come back and apologize. They're not going to say they were wrong. Very few people have the ego strength to be able to set their ego aside and say, you know what, I was wrong. Very few people can do that.
Listen, let me tell you why. Because if you say I'm wrong, it means you must take a look at yourself.
Yep. Yep.
You can no longer look at me. See, listen, I think this is what I want to really challenge people. You know, I challenged them today. I told you on social already. I'm challenging people to commit to yourself, not commit to making somebody else's job successful. Commit to making your job successful, which is you. Your job is to make you happy. Your job is to keep you peaceful. Your job is to tell your enemies, please come closer to me. Mm. Please come closer to me so a little bit of what I'm doing can rub off on you.
Yeah.
That's why, man, let me tell you something. I used to listen to people. And I confronted a few people, right, that said certain things, right? And I walked up to them, and my confrontation to them was, I smiled. I said, you still believe what you said? but it's what people are afraid to do, right? And that's why I think me and you took a leap of faith to step out and do this podcast. And that's why when we was naming this podcast, we named it Tackling Life.
Yep.
Because I think people are afraid to say, I don't have to have a bunch of followers on social media to be a man.
Right.
I don't have to tell somebody, oh, I'm the sexiest man in the world. Nobody has to tell me that.
Right.
Nobody has to convince me of nothing, which is goes back to the point. Masters of anything of anything. Practice internal control. But Doc, they work on external harder than anything. I knew what I was going to do when I got ready to explode in the running backs. I knew what I was going to do to them. But before I got to them, I had to get rid of something else that was in front of me. I had to get rid of offensive linemen that was around me, right? Right? So sometimes you got to go through certain things to get to a point. See, I couldn't just get to the running back without doing my job. Now, I got hit in the mouth a few times for looking at the running back and not paying attention to that outside influence.
Yeah, yeah. But the point, even the way you phrased that, you went through the target. Like, you didn't go around, you didn't go over, you went through it. And I think that's what we go through in life. Look, the moment you just said that last line about master's practice, internal control, I was literally about to say the exact same words. So today on social media, I had put out this morning, I put, instead of judging others, take a moment to ask yourself why that judgment resides in you in the first place. And that's why you and I, we're always on the same page. Even if we don't talk about it, we're on the same page. But the whole point is, look, every time you go to judge someone else, stop, reflect, come inside. Why do you need to judge somebody in this moment? Do you notice that the really successful people in life aren't spending time talking about other people? They're just focused on themselves, that internal control. I'm not sitting here worried about what you do this, you do that. I don't like this. I don't like that. I'm focused on myself. Ray, you're focused on yourself. In life, if you really want to be a master, you practice internal control. That's everywhere. That's absolutely everywhere.
Man, and that's why I told you this before. It's one of the reasons why I've always, you know, really been attracted to your mind. Because the things that, you know, every time we get together and the things that you sit down and we say and I listen to your mind and I'm like, wow, like that is so much discipline. Like to really go through it, bro. And like I said, there's people in your field, but it's the twist that you put on it. It's your flavor that you put on it. And I think the challenge for people today is there may be people in your fields. There may be people that's doing exactly what you're doing, but you must put your own spin on it.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a fact. There's a fact about life. You can't change evil. You can't. And that's what ugliness is. That's right. What haters are. That's what people want to judge you all the time. You just can't control that level of evil, right? So how do you balance it out? You must have a game plan. It goes back to everything we talk about, right? You must have a game plan. I never walked into a game saying, oh, I don't know what Tom Brady's going to do today, so I'm just going to go out and just say, hey, let's play catch. I'm not going to do that. You know? No, I'm going to have a game plan. How do I have a game plan? I studied him. Doc, let me tell you something about external and internal. I got off a plane, and I think I told you this. I got off a plane, and we got into Denver 2012. And I remember seeing signs of people in Denver Stadium saying, I witnessed Ray Lewis' last game. And I said, huh? What they mean? like, my dreams showed me ending off in New Orleans. That's what my dreams internally. I know what my dreams showed me. I know what I had seen. And I'm watching these outside forces. Oh, this is your last game. And I'm like, really? Okay.
You're like, wait, right. you watch my last game. What happened? Did your cable go out? Did you lose your satellite? Why'd you watch my last game? I still had a couple more games to play. I don't know why you watched my last one.
I'm like, really? Okay. I said, so, okay, keep paying attention, right? And once again, if you remember that game, the ups and downs, right? Yep. The peaks and valleys of life, right? The ups and the kickoff return. Oh my gosh, the touchdown. Peyton comes back. Oh, it's like, what? Oh my gosh. Can they win? And then Joe steps back and hits Jacoby. And then we come down and confuse Peyton and he throws the interception. And And I'm sitting there saying to people, nobody believed me, but God showed it to me. So internally, I was prepared for the moment that I'd never let outside influences control what I know I had control over.
Yep.
Oh, Doc, man, let me tell you something. That's why sports is one of the greatest lessons of life, right? Because it puts you in some of the most unpredictable circumstances. Mm-hmm. And you know what it does the most? You know what sports does the most, definitely in football? It shows you that it's not totally in your control.
Yeah.
Because when you're on defense, you're on the sideline.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so that's what sports do, Doc. That's what it does. It makes you believe in what you know internally exists.
Right. You can't listen. The phrase you just said, internally, I was prepared. And I want to piggyback that off a statement you just said earlier, which is, I'm going to have a game plan. Look, when you are prepared, you have a game plan. So many of us drift through life with really no idea. And that's why last podcast, or maybe the one before, Ray, you were talking about, you don't need an alarm clock to wake you up. I don't have an alarm clock wake me up. My clock goes off to say I rested enough. It's time to get up and change the world. Look, I told you this topic's flying by. We're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep plugging away at this internal versus external control psychology. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we're talking about the difference between letting the outside world control you and you controlling you. And Ray, you talked about master's practice, internal control. And I want to say this because I see this all the time. In an internet age where anyone can say anything about themselves on social media, we got the fish, the big fish, or what is it called, when they catfish or something like that, when people put themselves out to be something that they're not. But what I see is, in this world right now, there are a whole bunch of gurus, but there are very few masters. There are very few masters. A whole bunch of gurus, very few masters.
Masters live it. Yep. Man, that's why I say this all the time, right? And this ain't no disrespect to nobody else. But man, don't ever write about me and compare me to something and you don't know what I've lived. You can only write about me if you lived what I've lived.
Yep.
And I think that's where a bunch of people who I help all the time, Doc. And it was interesting because these few cancer patients, man, that I just went and seen. And one of them said something that I think it'll help a lot of people out. He said, I just wish I didn't have to deal with this so that I can tell people how to overcome it. I said, wait a minute. I said, say that again. He said, I just wish I didn't have to deal with this so I can just show people how to overcome it. I said, well, guess what? You have a greater ability. You're dealing with it. And you have the choice to show them how to deal with it. You know, I'm like, you don't have to exclude that it exists.
Right.
Right. It exists. Like, and it's okay for it to exist, right? Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It never said the weapon wouldn't form. So when these things start to form, you got to understand the last sentence is, it shall not prosper. And that's what people have to get back to. We have to get back to encouraging ourselves all over again. We have to get back to, I picked up my phone. Honest to God, I woke up this morning and I pick up my phone, Doc, and I took my phone and I threw it on the freaking floor. I said, not right now. No matter what request somebody got, no matter what text somebody got, no matter what follower I got on social media, not right now.
Yep.
I have to do me.
Yep.
I got to 100% get up. And man, I woke up, my feet hitting the ground this morning. Doc, let me tell you something. I woke up and got so much done this morning. By the time I got through half of my day, which I ain't even through half of my day, I text you early and say, Doc, what time are we doing this podcast? because I got other things to get done. But it's what I made up in my mind is what I'm trying to challenge people. You must have a game plan.
Yep.
You must know where you're going. You must understand I'm not here to fight evil every day. I will have a plan for evil every day. Right.
Yeah.
And that's the external and internal. Just like going all the way back to when the coach said what he said to me. What I've never forgotten is the pain. Who's one of my greatest friends right now is my father. But I've never forgot what that pain felt like without not having my father. Right. So when you find yourself in an isolation standpoint like that, the greatest thing that comes out of that, and I truly believe this, is you really identify with who you really are.
Yep.
And what you're built to withstand. That's what you find out in isolation.
You identify with who you are. We need to stick with that because that is the epitome of internal control. You identify with who you are, not who everybody wants you to be, not the cartoon world of shoulds, not the way people are asking you to be, but the way and who you really are. And to get to know yourself, it's going to take effort. It's going to take effort to look inward, and it's not always going to be comfortable because there are going to be times that you recognize that maybe some of the things that you don't like about other people are really what's inside of you, and you're going to have to deal with that. You're going to have to learn how to deal with that, but you can't deal with it unless you face it. If you look, I always say this. I don't fix anybody. People always come, hey, can you fix this? No, I can't fix any. Here's what I can do. I can talk to you, but at the end of the day, what you choose to do with what we talk about is entirely on you. Whether you choose to do something with it or not, that's on you. My job in life is to give people my absolute best and then let go. And that's the real world.
Man, that's so, oh my gosh, Doc, that is so well put. And because the real world, one of the things that I'm gonna challenge people to do, you know, I love challenging people to do, right? Because I believe to get a lot of these things done, you must have an imagination. And so the only way you can imagine things is you must travel. Okay. Mm. So let's just use this because people say, I ain't got money to travel. I can't be leaving like this. Okay. So don't travel out of the state, but change your route the way you go to work. Change your route the way you come home. Change.
I love that.
Yeah, Doc. Don't stay stuck doing the same things every day. Don't get so stuck in a routine. Doc, I used to drive to work. And this honest God with you. I used to drive to work when I was playing. And Doc, I took a different way to work every day.
Yeah.
I never came home the same way. And I started to realize something. I started to say, wow, wait a minute. There is so much more to see. There is so much more to imagine if you give yourself an opportunity to see it. See, sometimes, Doc, we stay stuck in these bubbles, right? And these bubbles sometimes are really a self bubble. To where it's, no, I got to do me. I got to get to work. And that's why road rage is so high because, no, I'm on schedule. And I'm in this and that. We very rarely take time out for ourselves. This is what internally done for me. Hmm. Internally gave me a system that when I walked in a locker room, when I walked in a game, when I walk in a meeting the way I do now, what I have inside of me, what I've envisioned, what my imagination is, Doc, it has nothing to do with nobody else. It just has everything to do with what I'm willing to expand my vision.
Yeah.
And not get caught up with the external, right? Because if you pull up your phone now, I want you to think about this. I pull up my phone now, and this should be illegal. I'm telling you, this should be illegal. I might go to Congress about this. Seriously, it should be illegal. You should not be able to post on my phone without me approving it.
Mm.
They come up and they throw news on your phone about, oh, well,
the president said this, and this war, and this murder, and I'm like, what are you doing? You cannot make me look at that every day, right? Yeah, that's the option. That's why I don't get newspapers to my house. I don't want to read that garbage. If I want to get into it, I get into it, because everything, you got to understand this. People, listen to me carefully. Media, newspapers, news feeds, texts, emails, whatever you want to do, they're all created by another human being.
Yep.
And there's no human beings that's walk on this earth that walks a perfect life.
Yep. You know what's really funny, Ray, is that people who haven't been in the spotlight and they haven't had articles written about them, they haven't had news stories about them, they really have no idea. And they could sit back in judgment and be like, oh, this person, that person. But until you go through it for yourself and you actually experience what it's like for people to take your name and try to use your name to make a story for themselves, until you go through that, I don't think you can really understand. I think for me, awareness and consciousness is being able to weed through and understand what people are really trying to tell you. Please understand that media gets paid if you tune in. If you don't tune in, they don't get paid. So they're going to do things to have you tune in. And they don't care if they stretch the truth. They don't care what they do. So for me, it's about, if you want internal control and not to be controlled externally, you take control and say, hold on a second. I wonder what angle this reporter's coming at from this. I wonder what this reporter gains from getting this. And you take control whether or not you even want to read the story, whether or not you just want to get an overview, hey, this is what's going on, by reading the titles, or when you look into it, realize everyone has a bias. You want to hear something fascinating, Ray? The other day, this just came out, the other day they recognized that even when they create artificial intelligence, it has a natural bias to it, because human beings create the artificial intelligence and they code in the biases that they have without even realizing it. We can't even make artificial intelligence to be neutral. So to understand this makes you be aware, wake up and say, wait a minute, what's this reporter saying? Because you know this reporter has an angle on this. You know this reporter has something in it for him or her. So for me, I think if you haven't been on that side of the fence, go ahead and sit back and judge. But my experience in life, and one of the reasons why I don't judge, is I've noticed if I ever was judgmental in my life, I experienced those things later on. So now you better believe I'm not judging anything, because I don't want that stuff coming up on me. I really don't.
Yeah, it's what I had to deal with while I was playing, and is what I listen to now, you know. And I've always said this, Doc. I've always said, you know, the fairness of life is, like, don't educate people on nothing that you haven't been through yourself. You know, it's like hard for me to listen to somebody say, well, I know your pain. No, you don't.
Yep.
You know, it's like you listen to these people, these sportscasters and these people now. And I look at some of these people and I say, you never played the game. Like, so you're a guru now, but you never freaking put on a shoulder pad.
Yep.
Never strap up a cleat. You've never done none of this.
Yep.
But you got people at home listening to you.
Yep.
And people are tweeting about what you're saying. And I'm sorry. Oh, you have more Twitter followers than the players who's playing right now, because your followers is about gossip. And oh, man, let me tell you something, Doc.
It's hilarious.
It's a trick, man. It's a trick. And I think people today, you know, we're talking about internal and external. Let's put a real face on this, Doc. Today is about controlling your internal so you have a game plan for your external.
Yep.
Right? Because the day that you create that, the day that you know, that's why I always say, I'm going to show you, I know everybody at home can't say it. You see my pad?
Yep.
See all that stuff wrote down on my pad?
Yep.
I tell you, I write down everything, because you must be prepared for your next battle.
Yep.
Never know where your next battle is coming from. And listen, we're not saying you're perfect. Right, we're not saying you don't get mad, you don't get stressful, you don't. Everybody goes through these emotions. We're only saying you must have a game plan on how to deal with external people, external situations
things that you can't control.
It's funny because we talk about that writing it down, and you talked about when people really want to listen to you, they write it down. And these are the notes I take as we sit and talk. And I know I can pick up the phone and call you anytime, but you better believe when we're talking, I'm sitting here writing all this stuff down, because that phrase right there, controlling your internal so that you have a plan to control your external, that's really what today was all about. And look, there's been moments, and I think it's great. Like, I think it's a blessing when you can really realize that in the moment, you're in the moment of greatness. And that one day when you talked about that phrase, I'm in, I still use that today. Like, when I was in spinning class today and I was tired and I didn't want to keep going, I literally thought of you saying that phrase, I'm in. And I said, I'm in, I'm doing it. So I just was 100% committed. And today, when you use the phrase, change your route, I just don't want to let this go without highlighting this. There is definite neurological evidence that says that we are always creating new neurological connections. So we may, we used to think that these new neuronal patterns, these new neural connections were only created the first 3 years of life. Then we learned, wait a minute, this is throughout early childhood and teenage years. But then, and it's only been the last 15 years or so that we've realized that new neural connections, new neural networks can be created your entire life. And the one significant way to create new patterns in your brain, new neural patterns in your brain, is to do what you just said, which is change your route. Because when you change your route, you keep your brain guessing, you keep your brain on alert to learn something new. And when it's ready to learn something new, it's literally creating new neural patterns. So it's to me, that statement right there is a game changer. Change your route. You're right. You don't have to go on vacation. Just change your route.
But dog, it's the only way. I'm telling you, the only way that you will find complete peace, and I'm telling you, it is possible to find complete peace, doc. I'm telling you, as a man, as a 41 year old man, doc, I found complete peace, man. Do you know what that means?
It's heaven.
That means it's heaven, man. Sometimes I have to pinch myself not to realize that I'm living, but I pinch myself to realize that, wow, look at the routes I took to get here.
Yep.
Doc, they was altered. They was altered now.
Yeah.
A lot of those routes was altered, Doc, right? Some was in my control and some wasn't in my control. Oh, but now that I got both feet planted in the ground.
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. We had literally one of the best weekends of my entire life. Probably one of the best moments I had this past weekend. I just need to highlight this moment because I want to end on a positive. I took my daughter to the park and we were playing basketball. It was just she and I were the only ones there. And she's singing. Like, she's literally just singing as she's shooting foul shots. And I'm just literally thinking, I remember when I was a kid, my dad used to just feed me the basketball, let me shoot. I used to think, man, he doesn't want to shoot too. And he just feed me rebound after rebound. And now here I am as a man, as a father, and I'm just giving my daughter the ball every time. I don't even think about wanting to shoot the ball. I just want to give it to her. And I rebound every time. I'm throwing it to her. She's practicing her foul shots. She's singing a song, and I'm staring at her face going, this is heaven. This is peace. This is what it's all about. When you can appreciate this moment of making your child happy, that's really what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. Hey, so before we go, I think we should really talk about what we're gonna do this weekend. I mean, this week coming up, man. I am really, really excited. I'll let you explain it to them exactly what we're gonna be doing this Thursday, on the 27th. But I would really, really like you to kind of explain to people what we're going into next.
Yeah. So what we're gonna do is just so much into my passion, Ray's passion. We are going into Graterford State Prison. It's a maximum security facility. Level 4 maximum security facility. We are going to sit down with people who have been convicted to life sentences, and we are going to be joined by, to me, one of the greatest leaders I've ever met, genuinely ever met, Secretary John Wetzel. So he's the head of the entire prison system for the state of Pennsylvania, And Secretary Wetzel, Ray, and I are going to run a group with guys who've been convicted. They have life sentences, so they're not getting out of prison. There's no hope to get out of prison. But here's what I want to, what I'm so excited about. There's so much wisdom in people, and enlightenment can come from anyone, anywhere, at any time. And for you to be able, for us to be able to bring to the listeners the wisdom that these men have and the experiences, and we're going to maybe shape the conversation around what you might have gone back and changed differently to really kind of touch people's lives. So if there is ever a time that we are genuinely asking to start telling your friends about tackling life, start telling people about it, share with them, physically give it to them, pick up their phone, make them download the podcast, because this podcast is going to be life changing. It's going to be so powerful. This is unprecedented access. It's only because we are very good friends with Secretary Wetzel. We share the same vision of wanting to help people, and that's really what his vision is. How can we really genuinely help people and really understand what's going on in our prison system? And we're about to do that hands-on live from the prison this Thursday.
Doc, I want people to know this. That's why I say the only people that will really be remembered in God's eyes is the people that actually stood for something. That were bold enough to take meetings when they weren't popular to take. That was bold enough to go into places that people say, why are you going there? And criticize you for all of these things.
Yep.
There's a message that I'm going into this prison, and you kind of hinted on it, and it's one question that I'm looking for, because I'm trying to save as many kids as possible that's in gang life.
Yeah.
Because the people that we're going to be talking to, their physical life on this earth will be lived in a jail cell. So my question to bring from there and bring back to the streets and all of the work and all of the gang members and all the kids that I talk to, the one thing I want to know is, if you had 5 seconds to think about what you did, what would you do differently? What decision will you make? Will you tell a friend who you called a friend that I can't go with you and do this? Do you tell yourself it ain't that serious? Because at the end of the day, if our kids are our future, then the only way we're going to be able to help the ones that's joining gangs, if we go get the message from people who live in gangs.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's why I think this week, that's why I wanted you to really bring that up, man. Listen, Doc, I know, I understand the more people. But a lot of times I'm going to keep encouraging you about this, because I don't know if it's sometimes the more people. I think what we're doing is for the right people.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's our message, man. Our message is, yeah, bro, like, I don't really care who hears it. I want the right people to hear it. Because if the right people hear it, then they'll spread it, man. They will spread the word that we don't want nothing. We just want to tackle life and figure these things out together, because neither me or you are perfect by no means.
Right.
But we've studied something. And the only thing that I always tell people, I trust somebody that tells me something, is if you've experienced what I've experienced.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't, it's hard for me to relate to you. So that's what I want to encourage you, man, encourage us, man, to just keep going, because the right people are getting it, and it's going to fall into the right hands and the right spirits to keep this movement going. And that's why I appreciate you.
No, and literally, I had a guy tell me the other day, he said, I wish we had more people come into the prison to talk to us because that have been through what we've been through. And he said, one of the things I like about you is you talk about emotions, and you've obviously been through those emotions. And so we respect that because we hear you, because you live that. And I said, that's true. You understand. When it comes to talking about what it's like to live your life in prison, you don't hear me saying, oh, I understand. I know how you feel. I don't know how you feel. I know this. I'm here with you. I'll listen, but I don't know how you feel. What I do know is emotions, and I know what the human experience is, and I'm going to share that aspect with you. But you hit the nail on the head, Ray. People are going to listen to people who've been through it. That's why, and I agree with you 1,000,000%, that's why this is so important for us to go in there to people who have lived it and take this message out to young people who could go down that road. They have a choice. And that's what external versus internal control is all about, because they have a choice. And we want to help them make that right choice. So I can't wait. Big week for us.
Big week, man. Big week, Doc. I appreciate you. I'm going to say that every time before we get off here. I appreciate who you are as a man, who you are as a friend. I appreciate the things that I learn every second. And I tell people the challenge is about commitment. Commit to something. Commit to your love, your faith. And if you're a parent, commit to being a parent and not a friend.
Yep.
Commit. Commitment. Commitment. Commitment.
I love it. I love it. And I appreciate you. We'll be back twice a week. That's why we come at you twice a week. I appreciate you every single second. Change your route. That's the message, man. There are so many messages from today's show, but I promise you, change your route will change your life. Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. You'll find links to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get to all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. When you visit Tackling Life website, you'll find links to our Facebook and Twitter pages where you can give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
He's out.
2 mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.